Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Harbi Yaakov Shom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding our Dezorah Daf Ches. The Gemara Mudala brings that when Adam HaRishon saw Yom Shemitma'et V'Oilach, he sees the days are getting shorter and shorter. So he was worried that maybe this is the end of the world because of his chet. But once he saw the switch, then Tkufas Tevis, the days are starting to get longer. So he made a celebration for 8 days. There's a beautiful Hilara that comes over here on this Chag, on this Simcha that Adam HaRishon had. The Maharal in the Ner Mitzvah has a Chiddush. He says the Chanukah, the fact that Chanukah is in Chof Hei Kislev, is not just because that was the time of the war and the Nes of Chanukah. But Chof Hei Kislev is the time where light becomes bigger. The Maharal goes on to explain that there's 4 seasons, 4 different kufas in the year. In Tammuz, the light is the strongest. It takes the majority of the day, and the darkness is smaller. Then it slowly, the darkness is starting to get bigger and bigger, and even though it's still small, it gets greater and greater, until it gets to Tishrei. In Tishrei, then the light and the darkness are equal. The darkness continues to expand, to get bigger and bigger, and it becomes the longer time of the day until you reach the time of Tevis. When you reach the Tkufa of Tevis, then the light is starting to expand until it gets to Nisan, where it's equal, and from there on it's continuing to expand again, it goes back to Tammuz when it's greater. Says the Maharal, when the world was created Aleph Tishrei, but the first day of the Bria, Aleph Tishrei is the day that Adam HaRishon was created. The first day of the Bria is Chafei Elul. Chafei Elul, the 25th of Elul, is the beginning of the Bria, and that's when the light starts. And if you go 3 months from there, because you have 4 seasons, each season is 3 months. So you go 3 months from there, you reach what? Chafei Kislev. The 25th of Kislev is when the light starts to grow. It's still very small, but it's starting the process of becoming greater and greater. And therefore, says the Maharal, Chafei Kislev is the day of Chanukah, where they had the light of Chanukah, because that's the day when the light starts to grow. And the Rei Soscher brings this Maharal, and he asks 2 questions. He says, first of all, the light that the Maharal seems to speak about is the natural light that we have. That light comes from the sun. The sun did not start in the first day of creation. The sun started only the 4th day of creation. So what does the Maharal say? The light started on the 1st day. And the second thing he says, the Maharal is based on the seasons, on the Tkufas. The Tkufas is not 3 months, which is Chodesh Levana. Chafei Kislev is 3 months of Chafei Elul. That's when you talk about the lunar calendar. But when we count the Tkufa, we're going from the solar calendar. So, and Tkufas Tevis, not necessarily comes of Chafei Kislev. So why does the Maharal say so clearly that's the time when the light starts to get bigger? So when Yisusra says, the Maharal, Ruach Hashem Dibre Boy, because he's talking about the Or of Chanukah is Or HaGonus, Shenivre B'Yom HaRishon. He's referring to what Yisusra's Mayach very much before, Yisusra's Yisoy, based on the Rekeach, is that the celebration of Chanukah is the light of the Or HaGonus, which was revealed through the nearest of Chanukah. Or HaGonus is the light that Kishbol created in the 1st day, V'Gonzo Tzadikim Lasid Lov, is very holy, great light. Now, the Mitzvah doesn't go to explain how does he answer the questions of the Maharal. But Lechor, what he is referring to is that Ke'edua B'divrei Mekubalim, Rav Yitzchak Eisenchover speaks about it in length and others, that the reason Shnas HaChamo is different than Shnas HaLevona, the solar calendar and the lunar calendar are different, so this is what happens in this world. In the world down here, when you have darkness, you have a difference between the Chamo and the Levona. But in the greater, most perfected world, where the Chama and the Levana will be equal, so then there will be no difference, and then Levana will also be 365 days. Meaning the Chama and the Levana will be completely aligned. So immediately, this seems to be what the Meisoscher means. The Maharal is not speaking about our light. He's speaking about Or HaGonus, the one that we can't see. In the eyes of the Or HaGonus, the Chama and the Levana are equal, because we're talking about something which doesn't belong to this world. So Or HaGonus, that's where the light of the sun and the moon operate together. And you may know the 3 months of the sun and 3 months of the moon are in the same time. So says the Maharal, when did you have a Gilui revelation? The Or HaGonus is starting to get great, get bigger. that there's a koyach of the aura to be misgaber, that is 3 months after the creation of the world, which in the eyes of Aragonus is Chafei Kislev, where the Levona and the Chamor are connected together. Al-Kopani, the Maral tells us that Chafei Kislev is when the light starting getting greater. So my good Chaver, Rav Eliyahu Fialkov, he pointed out that that's a mail of the Pshat in our Gemara. When Adam HaRishon saw the light grading began becoming bigger, he made a celebration of 8 days. According to what the Maral says, these 8 days that Adam HaRishon was celebrating, that's the Shoyrish of the 8 days of Hanukkah. The same way the Maral tells us, the Hanukkah starts at 25 of Kislev, because for the beginning, that's the day that the light gets bigger. So also the idea that it's an 8-day celebration starts from the fact that Adam HaRishon already created an 8-day celebration at the exact same time. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list, so what's good, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.